Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 197 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by recognizing what we are, and from this recognition of oneness, we allow the quote to speak to us. I would like to practice the self-inquiry process I was taught at Aham Meditation Center. This is the process that I use continually throughout the day. Start by becoming grounded in the present moment, taking a few deep breaths. Being aware, where is my attention? Being aware of all that is going on within me and around me. Right now, am I presently sitting peacefully in the heart of being, in pure awareness, the self? Abiding in the here and now. Or is attention elsewhere, distracted by thoughts going on in the mind or experience in the body? Telling the truth about it. If attention is already abiding in I am, in pure awareness, then just rest here. If distracted or pulled out of I am, then tell the truth about it. Be aware of exactly what is being experienced by simply asking, "What am I experiencing right now?" First, notice the experience that is occurring in the body. What body sensations? This brings it out of the ego mind, which may try to figure it out or make it reasonable or try to fix it in some way. So, what body sensations are present? Scan the body to locate any tight or tense areas. Now, what emotions are present? What emotions or mood or frame of mind? Telling the truth about it, bringing it into awareness. And what thoughts are present? Just noticing. Telling the truth about it without judgment. Without wanting to change. Simply bringing it into awareness. And letting it all be there just as it is. Relaxing into true acceptance. True acceptance. Not agreeing that it's right or it's wrong. Simply accepting that it's here in awareness right now. Not judging it or trying to change it, simply accepting that it's here right now. Then ask yourself, who's experiencing this? Who's thinking? Who's aware of all this? And the answer is, I am. Feeling I am. Pause here and feel only I am. Not I am this or I am that. Just feel I am the awareness. From I am as awareness, from this perspective. Notice a natural accepting, including, and allowing of what is there in awareness. Relaxing into I am. I am. I Who am I? Allowing the question to do the work, not engaging the mind. Relaxing into this natural inward flow. Feeling and following this I am. This I. Only. Let it magnetically draw attention back into the source, into the stillness. Into the peace of the heart. Into pure awareness. Letting it have you. Letting it take you home. Resting here as pure awareness. Sitting here and not going there. Thoughts and experiences will come and go. Just observe them in the body-mind and remain here in the now. In this prior awareness, and don't go there. If thoughts do distract you or experiences, just be with the experience, tell the truth about it. And move into the inquiry. All that I need to know in the moment will be revealed from the wisdom of the true self, and no longer from the conditioned and limited past of the mind-body. This is living free, happy, centered, and at peace, abiding in the freshness of now, being awake as awareness. A deep feeling of gratitude and fullness of love arises naturally. Feeling gratitude now for this opportunity of awakening into who I really am. the radiance of this love is now being shared with all. When you see yourself as separate, you see yourself in competition. This is the same as seeing life as an ongoing series of battles, varying only by degree. Peace becomes a temporary experience between the battles. But the battle is only a battle of mind. It is merely a mistake in perspective. So the answer, which is a permanent way of seeing no battle, is also permanent awareness of peace. And the answer is merely a shift in how you see. Given from our Holy Spirit. When you see yourself as separate, you see yourself in competition. This is the same as seeing life as an ongoing series of battles, varying only by degree. Peace becomes a temporary experience between the battles. But the battle is only a battle of mind. It is merely a mistake in perspective. So the answer, which is a permanent way of seeing no battle, is also permanent awareness of peace. And the answer is merely a shift in how you see. When you see yourself as separate, you see yourself in competition. This is the same as seeing life as an ongoing series of battles, varying only by degree. Peace becomes a temporary experience between the battles, but the battle is only a battle of mind. It is merely a mistake in perspective. So the answer, which is a permanent way of seeing no battle, is also permanent awareness of peace. And the answer is merely a shift in how you see. When you see yourself as separate, you see yourself in competition. This is the same as seeing life as an ongoing series of battles, varying only by degree. Peace becomes a temporary experience between the battles, but the battle is only a battle of mind. It is merely a mistake in perspective. So the answer, which is a permanent way of seeing no battle, is also permanent awareness of peace. And the answer is merely a shift in how you see. Thank you for joining for quote 197 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.